Reflection by Father Louis Zazzano, Matthew 25:31-46. Come, you who are blessed by my Father. 1. The Church. The Catechism of the Catholic Church explains that there are three states of the Church. Traditionally, these three states have been referred to as the Church Militant or Pilgrim, Church Penitent, also known as Church Suffering or Church Expectant, and Church Triumphant. Together, these three make up the communion of saints we confess in the Creed. The Church Triumphant refers to what we celebrated yesterday. That is to say, to those who enjoy the presence of God and are souls that rejoice in heaven. They are in glory, contemplating in full light. God Himself, triune and one, exactly as He is. They are the saints known by the Church as well as those saints known only to God. The Church Expectant is what we celebrate today, and we're referring to those who have died and are being purified. We pray for those who are purging their sins and need our prayers and masses that we offer in order to receive help, to be purified, and be able to contemplate God in heaven. If you visit the cemetery today, you earn indulgences, and you'll help the souls in purgatory. The Church Militant, Pilgrim Church, refers to the Church as it exists on earth. I'm referring to those of us who are pilgrims on earth, walking together toward the same goal. It's important to be a good person and fight selfishness and arrogance and all the temptations that Satan presents us with to steal our peace. Your brothers and sisters, the actions you take in this life have eternal significance and impact. That's why it's essential to strive to be good and work toward that goal. Do not harm others or make their lives more difficult. Life is brief, but it's also full of beauty, especially when we help those around us and bring happiness and joy to others. A Christian cannot find true happiness at the expense of someone else's suffering. Continue to do good, even if it sometimes seems that those who do wrong are more successful. Let your life inspire pride in those around you, loving God and doing your best in all that you do. 3. When did we see you? Selfishness and arrogance are two flaws that can make our lives more difficult. Having a generous and open heart allows you to notice those around you and encourages you to step outside the bubble you might create for yourself. Remember, life isn't just about your own experiences, feelings, or perceptions. There are others nearby whose lives are very different from yours. Be aware of that. Remember that something good is on the way. May God Almighty bless you, be with you, and protect you in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.